Did you ever do night duty with Baba?
No.
Never?
No. Baba knew that I won't stand that. Whenever I would come, so Baba's sign was this, that now I'm just offering my respect to Baba from a distance. It would always be in a group somewhere in a corner, something like that, and say just like this. But that intimacy was different, very close. And then if Pandu was there, in Guru Prasad, in the later years, Pandu's sign was this. So he would just look at this, he would just, I'm just offering my respects to Baba, and he would say this, this. So nobody would know what Baba has said. But it meant Pandu get milk, extra milk for Baal. This was the sign for milk. So he was so considerate, that's what I mean. So he knew what I could stand, so only that thing. But he never expects anything beyond that we can do for him. Never. The only thing that we should not compete with anyone. We should just be what we are.
When you would come and stay with Baba during a vacation, and you would be living here.
Yeah.
How many men would be in Monthly Hall on an average day?
Five, six. Not more.
No more than five or six?
Yeah.
Really?
What? Not more. Seven at the most, because generally Kakabariya, who used to live in that room, would be there.
Yeah. Erich?
Erich, of course.
Alaba?
Alaba, not all the time. Alaba would be on duty somewhere. Pandu would be there. When Baba would come, all would be inside.
That's what I mean. When Baba would come.
Just when he comes, then people would leave for their duties.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So there would be a bell or something like that, some signal that Baba is coming. So Baidul was here. Baidul, Francis.
Yeah.
Erich, Pandu, then Francis.
Adi?
No. Adi was staying in Ahmednagar. Uh-huh. Adi was staying in Ahmednagar. That's Francis's room.
Bhau
may come in the morning or may not, because he was on night
yeah,
duty,
so
he would not be, so he was asked to rest. Then Kakabariya,
yeah.
And then there could be Aloba or, I don't think, one or two more, that's all.
Yeah, just six, seven, eight, maybe the
yeah,
most.
Yeah, yeah. In the 60s.
Baba would spend a couple hours a day in Mandali Hall, is that
more
right?
Than that. In the morning, couple of hours, and in the afternoon, about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
The bogus news reading, yeah. Reading
yeah.
Of the bogus news, yeah.
Isn't Dr. Duncan
was
here?
No. Rarely he would come.
Where
did he stay? I don't know exactly where he stayed. He would be staying in Pune or Ahmednagar or somewhere.
Oh, he didn't
Mehrabad. Yeah.
And he wasn't living here then?
No.
I thought
in early years. Listen.
So, Duncan didn't live in Marisol?
No.
Oh, I thought he did.
Mostly Mehrabad. Mm. Yeah?
You always carry that rock in your pants?
Yeah, my...
When you were in school?
Yeah.
Rock.
So that change?
Rock.
A rock what?
You once say that to remember Baba, you put on a rock in your pants. I remember. In school.
I forgot. That thing. Not in the pants. You see, it was just before, it has nothing to do with pants. I was using a coat at that time, coat where I would go. So when people ask how to remember Baba, what to do, there is no set pattern. That's the main answer is this. You have to ask Baba. You have to experiment yourself. So my experimenting was this, that when I would go to class and I wanted to remember, I would feel that I would say, yes, I'll remember you, Baba, and by the time I go and the bell rings and I go in the class and 1 hour, 2 hour, and I have not remembered him at all. So,
yeah.
So what I used to do as a, by way of an experiment, just heavy rock or what you call a bold, a steel thing like that, I would put in my pocket so that as I walk, I would feel the weight of it. And so that would remind me of, but no one would see it.
So that was by my... hook or by crook, we all will remember Baba.
Yeah.